Welcome to Deadbeats, Divorces, and Dividends, a woman's guide to life. I'm Laura, coach, yogi, wife, mom, crochet queen, Diet Coke aficionado, and obsessed with England.
And I'm Kristen, a recovering professor who loves crafting, organization, wine, cooking, and a good to-do list.
We've been friends for over 2 decades and have seen each other through lots of life. Each week, we share our perspectives on life and what we've learned so far. And to let you know, you're not alone being in the thick of things.
So glad to have you as part of our D3 community. Let's jump in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of D3. I'm Kristen Pickett, along with my beautiful co-host.
Hello. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I love the polka dots. I know nobody can see it, but...
I know. They also can't see my rage face from the Zoom nightmare we just went through. So everyone, I just had to reinstall like 20 drivers on my computer so that I could even see Kristen on this Zoom.
We were going to do it without seeing each other, but I'm going to tell you, that is not, it's not easy.
I don't think I can podcast like that. And especially so, yeah, it's like 3:25 now. We started a little before 3 trying to get started with our recording. So super great. But
we're here now.
It's good. Whoa. I was just saying really quickly, I think we have a fun episode. And then you were also talking about the episode. So yeah.
Yeah. And there was a lag. So we did it together. But we are going to talk about probably one of my favorite hobbies, which is organization.
I love it because
I used to be organized
and I'm not anymore.
But is there organization somewhere in the chaos or is it just like...
Yeah, like I always can locate a thing that I need to locate. Like I don't ever lose my car keys. Like I don't do that kind of stuff. I told Alex, I think for me, it's like, I can't have a clean surface around me. Like things just accumulate wherever I am. So like in our bed, I'll have like my nightstand covered and then I'll have like a book under my pillow. And like, if I sit in the chair, like it just, yeah. And I will post it to our social media. I sent Kristen a picture of my desk before we started and it's a little chaotic right now. It doesn't help that I'm like working on my dad's computer. So I've literally got 3 computers set up here. So yeah. But I see your office and your house and you're so organized and I'm just so jealous and I always want you to teach me, but I'd probably just like mess up the teaching and you'd be upset with me. So I don't know.
But I think that like anybody can get organized. I think during the pandemic, coming together at the same time is what, you know, because we were all in our houses and everyone was like, I can't.
Or you finally had time to tackle that closet that you've been walking by for 3 years.
Exactly. And I bring that up because I really do think that that's where I started seeing more of it. And then now, you know, it's everywhere. The home edit was the first to do it, but oh my God, they make it look so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that idea. And I think too, and this is probably like way more deep and psychological that we wanted to get into on this, but you know, I've joked on the podcast before about my barn and how it's like full of my dad's crap. And like, I get it genetically, right? And so does my husband. Like we come from families that like to own things. And so I think for me, that's what, like, I know I have way too much stuff and I don't put a lot of emotional attachment on stuff. Like I'm able to get rid of a lot of stuff. Like that was something I always went round and round with my mom about is she would try to give me furniture, right? That was my family's. And I'm like, I am not going to have a house with furniture crammed into every nook and cranny just because I finally told her, like, shitty or not, I was like, Mom, I don't love grandma any less because I got rid of a rocking chair. Like, this busted up. I don't know how to fix it. Dad doesn't have time to, like, why are we keeping these things? But, you know, on the same token, I have my grandma's china cabinet in my kitchen. So, you know, so I think that part of it is, you know, and I'm not a collector. Like, I don't even know. I mean, you can see this shelf behind me of like, this is stuff from my offices, but like, I like my frog doing yoga. I like my California raisin. I like my little, you know, crystal tower. Like I like all of those things. And so it's just hard for me to figure out a good system.
Well, and I mean, our families both, we ended up with more stuff when people passed.
Yes.
And that makes it hard because, you know, like for me, if I could have my grandma's china cabinet, I probably would. But that stuff was 10 hours away. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. Like,
yeah.
Not traveling with this stuff. But I think that our families kind of push this idea of it's our families. You need to keep it. And they think that Rowan isn't going to want a table someday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, no.
So part of the organization process is drawing a line at what do I want? What don't I have room for? Mm-hmm. What do I have room for?
Yeah. And, you know, because I joke, I'm like, I'm so disorganized. I'm like, yes, I am in some parts, but in other parts, I'm really organized. Like, I have my little craft closet that I went through a couple years ago, and like, it's very organized. I know exactly where my paints are. I know exactly where all my sewing stuff is. Like, I know what extra fabric I have in there. Like, but that's one little tiny, like, microcosm of my life. And then, you know, the things I use every day, my desk, I'm like, oh, let me find a post-it. Let me scooch all this crap down the way, or like I have this stack of books that I need to do something with, and you know, just those kinds of things. I think that's where I get disorganized. It's like I don't know what to do with this, but if I put it away, I'm gonna forget it exists.
That makes perfect sense though, because I am the kind of person that I have to have things organized before, like I couldn't sit at my desk if there was a ton of stuff on it. So I've always, like my whole life, how can I have this near me but it not be like in my face?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I'm not, I mean, I definitely have some things that need organized, but it's about your space and what you can work in. So if you can work with a bunch of stuff around you, then do it.
I apparently could work in chaos, so it's fine. But I don't know. And it's funny to me because I used to be super organized, right? Like when we met, when I was in college, like I was sorority president. I had, now everything organized. And then I won't blame my kids, but just I think the age I got, how busy my career was, kids, like the whole thing, I became so much more disorganized. Like when Rowan started kindergarten, there's no way I would have missed like a permission slip getting turned in. It would have been early. It would, you know, all these things. And now I just scramble with, oh yeah, that needed to happen. And it's happening like my email inboxes are atrocious. Like I literally have to schedule time on my to-do list to clean out my inboxes. So it's bad.
Why do you have so much email? Is it just from all the things that you do?
It's all the things junk? That I do. Yeah, it's not even junk because I'm really diligent about like unsubscribing and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's just all the things I have going on. I think too, for me, I have like 6 inboxes and I'm managing, you know, my dad's financial stuff. So I have an inbox for him, you know, it's just all of it. And I'm like, how do I streamline this? But then we talked about this in another podcast. Like I also like compartmentalizing a little bit too. So it's kind of a catch 22 there, which is better. I don't know.
See, I think that with email being split up is the best way. I wish that, so being my brother's guardian, I get a ton of emails and I wish that I had created an email address that like just that went to, because that stuff goes into my personal email.
Yeah.
Which is just annoying to me.
Yeah.
So, but when we get married and my name changes, my thought process is I don't have to change my email with any of those things for him and just let it keep going to that
email address. Kind of slowly migrate stuff over.
Mm-hmm. And I already have started doing that. Like I've had the email address, you know, for years now. Ever since.
I love it.
We've been engaged 5 years yesterday, which is real strange. So.
No, I will like say that too. Like it's a pain in the ass. Like it's almost worse to change email addresses than it is to change your name. It's like, you know, like changing a bank account. Like it's just so awful.
I had an email address, from husband number one, that I had that email address like forever after we got married. Yeah. And I never changed it. And I just got everything over to the other email address like probably 4 or 5 months ago. And I've been divorced from him for like over 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, it's just such a
nightmare.
Yeah.
Digital organization is a whole different thing though, because Mm-hmm. I think we all have a different process. So for like me, my work email, I have a million folders, but I know where things are if I need them. But I, for some reason, need that inbox cluttered because the inbox is like a to-do list for me.
See, and I'm the opposite. Like if something gets pushed to the bottom of my inbox, like it will go into like a vortex of black hole.
Oh yeah, because your inbox has probably got a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah, and like, but it's weird. Like I've always been able to keep my work inbox super tight. Like it's always super good. But even now having my own business, like I let that. And I think part of it too is not stuff I have to respond to necessarily. It's just stuff I have to take care of. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like it's like a no reply, you know, like, oh, I have this medical bill due. Well, I need to figure out where the heck to write that down because then like 20 days go by and I'm like, oh yeah, let's do it this week. I need to take care of that. Like, and it just unnecessary stress. Yeah.
You have to develop like a process for that. So like for me, if I get, which I did, I just got a medical bill, a really great one where like there's 6 items, but only 2 have been paid by insurance so far. But of course I owe them money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they have a note that they billed insurance. And I'm like, but did you? Anyways. Yeah.
So you don't send me this until it's all taken care of.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So that bill, I take it and I put it under my planner. So that way it's right there. And as soon as I pay it, I write paid on it. And then I keep it in this top drawer just until I know that like it actually applied and paid and I'm not freaking out.
Yeah. I love that. Cause I mean, I feel like this whole podcast is you coaching me on getting myself organized, but it's yeah. And I used to tell people I'm normally organized. I don't know why, you know, just lately. And then I finally hit this day where I was like, no, this is who I am as a person now. Like I am disorganized. And yeah, but I think that's what's frustrating for me is, and I'm sorry, my dog is barking outside. I don't know why. But I can be organized in certain ways, but then in other ways, I just can't seem to get my life together.
I understand that. I think that we all have those areas mm-hmm. where it's like, no, like my friends are always shocked to find that I have a basement that's not completely unpacked yet or put together.
I'll be honest. I was a little surprised by that. Cause I'm like, I know it's all toted up and it's all sorted by room. So why do you not have it done yet? Like that's just so off brand for you. It's yeah.
Yeah. When I took you down there, I was like, all right, so this is not done. And then it's like, well, I've been in my house 2.5 years. Like, why don't I? And then I did finally realize though, it's because our dog doesn't go down the stairs anymore. So without her, I don't go downstairs very much.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, I don't remember if I've talked about it on the podcast, but my upstairs is not someplace that I go. And we had an incident earlier this summer. I finally went upstairs and Milo's room. Oh my Jesus God. I lost my mind because I was like, I cannot own a home that contains a room that is this disgusting. So he got the mom deep clean treatment and some nightly checks, we'll say, on how he's keeping his room. I don't mind a little mess, but it was like food and just no, that is not happening in our house. Like, so I guess I have a standard, but I just can't get there with organization. Yeah. It's so bad. Yeah.
And it gets overwhelming too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, especially when you can't control other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, one of the reasons I didn't have the basement was that he hadn't unpacked like his room down there. So I'm like, well, no matter what, it's going to look like, because you haven't, but then now he's unpacking. And so yeah. I feel like it's time.
And I mean, I came to that realization. I'm like, it's the kids. It's not the kids, it's me. It's 100% me. Like it just, I don't know. And I think you're exactly right. Like I just feel like I can't ever get ahead enough on stuff. Or if I do, it's just like this little flash in the pan of like, oh, I was organized for a day and then it all went to crap. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And I don't know. It's a lot of venting. I apologize, but I.
No, I mean, that's the thing is that I think I think if I'd had kids earlier in life, my organization skills would be very different. But then also being a professor, I had to have good organization skills because I have had professors that didn't have their shit together and I didn't want to be that professor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, you know, I mean, we've all worked with people in, and I think maybe that's why I work so hard at it in, I mean, like I worked in a sales industry for 10 years. And it would amaze me how many people wouldn't call people back doing the same job as me. And so I always thought, like, I never want to be that person. So, like, I developed a very clear organizational system for returning phone calls. I put on my voicemail, I will return your call within 24 hours. Like, I, you know, that was like, that was tight. But, you know, what people didn't see was me being disorganized and where is this email that I'm looking for? And I'm working at 10 o'clock at night trying to get this in. And, you know, it just, yeah, I don't know. It's probably contributed to my burnout, to be honest, with everything. Like it just, yeah.
I could see that though. That would be hard because, especially when you leave that job, I'm sure that changes your organization style too. You know what I mean? Like,
it almost made me rebel. Like, I don't want to do anything in that realm anymore. You know, like I used to have this really cool, like write my notebook system, like all these different categories. I'm like, I haven't done that probably since last October. Like, I just don't, not, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Because you went hard at it for so long that it just comes to this point where you're like, all right, well, I'm not doing that anymore. So now I got to come up with a new way.
Yeah. Well, Kristen, I'll ask you this, and I'm putting you on the spot, so we'll tell everybody listening now, but, and I'll share some of mine too, but like, let's share some favorite organizational tips that like really do help you.
Okay. So for me, I have to, on Sundays, I have to sit down and I have to think about my week. Do I have appointments? Do I have, any obligations or meetings or whatever. And so by sitting down on Sunday and doing that, I don't overlook things. We also have a big calendar, like a whiteboard calendar by our kitchen that we track all of both of our doctor's appointments, like anything with the fertility treatments. So that way I also have that to look at. So yes. Sunday's my day.
Yeah.
And whatever day you need to do it, do it. Some people's weeks are, you know, they're off Wednesday, Thursday. So maybe sitting down on Tuesday is good for you. You know, whatever it takes, but look at your week, at least the big picture.
Yeah, you. I mean, I think that's true. And I use Sunday too as kind of the catch up. So I had started a while ago and I've kind of gotten out of the practice and I don't do it every week, but I sit down and clean up my inboxes on Sunday. And same thing goes, like, here's what bills I need to take care of this week. Here's, oh yeah, the kids need, you know, to wear a hat on Friday for hat day or like whatever things come up. Like I can kind of, you know, same thing, take a mental note of that and that sort of a thing. That's one that I definitely do.
I was just going to say
it used to be because my inbox would get so overwhelming at work during the week. And we got so many like emails I didn't really need to be getting that I would clean those out. So that's how it started, but this is how it is now. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but.
Another one is that I color code, and I'm not going to lie to you. Color coding like helps me so much to keep things together.
Yeah. Like you're talking about like in your calendar or just in your house or how do you color code?
I guess I should have been more specific. Yeah. So I do it in my calendar. I have different colors for different things. Like, and they're not hard to understand the key. Like green is my finance one. Mm-hmm. And so once I have paid something or dealt with it, I highlight it in its color. So that way I know it's done. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that it works for me. I don't know if I really, I guess I kind of color coded like my spices and stuff on accident, but like
you would.
But other than that, I don't think I like my drawers, like where my clothes are, they're not like color coded or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't have my shit together that much.
So this is one that I use And it's, I don't know if it's all that exciting, but like I found, and especially like helping my dad out with stuff, or like when I was going into the office all the time, like I would have things, right, that I like, oh, I ran to Target and they had dad's shirts on sale, so I bought him some shirts. Or, oh, like, great example, I'm trying to put some software on his laptop, so I need to remember to take his laptop. Like just things like that. I literally made a pile, like I have a pile of dad's stuff that I need to remember to take. Or, you know, I think I do this too, like I need to return something to Kohl's. Like if it's not in my car, it's going to be weeks before I take it. And I know people do that too. Like, oh, it's been in the trunk for 3 months before I actually take it back. But like almost scheduling that in my mind, like that has to happen today. I have to take this back to, you know, Kohl's, back to dad's house, you know. Oh, I needed to send, you know, I need to take my purple balloons to work, like whatever it is, some sort of visual thing. And I'll throw this out there too. When you worked in an office, Kristen, did you ever like you'd have your lunch or you'd have like leftovers from lunch that you'd want to take home? Did that ever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah. I don't remember where I heard this, but I used to put my car keys on top of the box in the fridge so that I would not forget to take it home with me. The only problem with that, I think it kills like your keyless key.
That's actually really funny though.
Right. Like, cause it would be something I would like, I need to remember to take this home, or, you know, something, or I would stop at lunch and get like milk for my kids or something. And I would forget to take it home. Like, no, I just put my keys in there, cause I'm not going anywhere without those. So yeah.
That's really smart. I do. I have a million post-its because I love me some stationery. So like, I have been so forgetful this past couple months, which is usually not my style. So I started putting a post-it on the door the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon is one of the ones that we return them at Meijer here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And I always forget them. And it's like, I'm just out of where I live. And then I go, oh my God. So then I got to go back again, which just like fuels my hate for Meijer. So I started putting a note on the door that's like, take the Amazon packages.
Yeah.
And then I write it in my planner too, just in case.
Yeah. And you have to figure out like, because I'll use a great example. So we have a home improvement store. I think you probably have it in Michigan too. It's called Menards, and it's not everywhere, but it's here in the Midwest. And it's like a Home Depot, Lowe's kind of place. And they constantly have these rebates, right? So you get like, you know, 11% off everything. It's like almost how they do sales. You have to mail these rebates. So I'll have like 6 or 8 of these rebate cards where it's like, you know, and it's, I mean, when we were working on our house, I'd get like $100, $200 rebates because we were spending so much money. So I will literally, so my dad's like, I'll put my Menards rebates in the car. That way I always have them. You think I remember those are in there? No, not until I'm like cleaning my car 6 months later. Well, I will tell you, I had one from 3 years ago and they still took it. So they don't expire. But that just goes to show you, his organizational system does not work for me. So just putting them in my car doesn't mean, unless it's like literally next to my gear shift, I am not going to remember that I have that rebate. So I don't have a good solution for that, but that's just an example. Like, you got to find what works for you.
Well, you know what that makes me think of is when I was cleaning out my uncle's house after he passed, which was also my grandma's, and then we lived in it, just for context, at the amount of shit I was dealing with. I found every book to every appliance that ever freaking existed in that
room. Yes.
And they weren't together. They were in all different spots. So that translated into organizing. Oh my God. What a day.
Everyone, this is the Hot Mess Express podcast. Thank you for still sticking with us after all of this. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've been kicked off, all this stuff. Anyways, all of the books we got brand new appliances last year. I bought a binder with dividers and I put them like in those clear like things. Do I think I'm ever going to need this book? Probably no.
Mm-hmm.
But I also stuck the sticker from the box on every book. So I have like the serial number and all the things I need.
Beautiful. You're so much better than me because I'm literally like, toss that. We can get it online if we need it.
Well, that's what I always think. But then like we had a, I wasn't saving them and we had a vacuum cleaner break and I couldn't get them to like do the warranty because I didn't have the receipt with like the date and all the stuff. So now I take the receipt from the appliance or whatever the thing is, I stick it in the book and I put the book in this. I mean, the thing is huge.
Yeah.
Some of them I pitch, like I don't need them all.
Right, right. But the big ticket stuff, like you probably don't need to keep it from your curling iron, but your dishwasher, if it has a warranty, maybe. So I don't know.
Just for like those types of things.
Yeah. What I was going to say, I just don't know. Like some of the things, like I was getting so irritated with all of our Zoom frustrations because it was like I reinstalled the Zoom app and like everything has an app. And I don't know. I mean, that is probably my like almost 40-year-old ass, like just being crotchety about something. Like, I don't need an app. Like, I can't even think of a good example of this, but like, I don't need an app for every single thing in my life. Like, download our app. No, I don't want to download your app. Like, it just, I don't. And, you know, somebody like, oh, this app is great for this. And like, yeah, I have an app called Reminder that I use to remind me to take my medicine in the evening because I'm an old person with one of those pill cases, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But I just, I don't know.
When we got our appliances have an app. And I was like, do I really need this in my
life? Our washer and dryer does.
Yeah. Like the washer and dryer. So for some reason, the dryer is now like not hooked up to the app. And it's just been driving me crazy because I liked it. Like we would go on a walk and I'd be like, did you really leave the house with the dryer on? Pause. Like that was cool.
Yeah.
But I don't need my oven to like message me to tell me to clean it.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me, bro? Get out of here.
And like, I like our washer and dryer app only because I can't hear the dinger. Just the where it is in our house and it's not super loud. So it'll be like, your clothes are dry. Great. Thank you. I'll be in there in a minute. Like
mine sings. It has like a little song it plays when it's done.
That's nice. Yeah. Ours does, but I can't hear it. So again, old lady, I don't know, but you know what I mean? Like you'll walk into a random store and they're, you know, now I got to look at my apps and see what I had to download recently. Cause I was so irritated. It was like, I couldn't do something in their store without an app. And I'm like, nah, brah, like I'm trying to give you money and it just doesn't like the, I'll use a great example. One of the yoga studios I teach at has this really fancy like Bluetooth speaker. I can't just connect to the Bluetooth. I have to download the app for the speaker, be on the studio's Wi-Fi and then connect. Like, no, this is not cool. So yeah.
Why are you doing this to me?
Exactly. So anyway, that's my old lady rant for the day. But yeah, I'm trying to think if I have any other good organizational tips that I am not the person. You should be the one sharing those. But I just, how about let me
ask I actually you. Do have one.
Go for it. And then I have a question for you.
Okay. All I was going to say is don't get lost in the like Instagram aesthetic organization kind of life because everybody has something messy somewhere. Like, I'm going to tell you, nobody is like 100% organized. And just because it's pretty and like has, you know, clear containers and all these things does not mean you're going to have your shit together by using it. Like,
yeah, I'm just going to say.
Yeah. And you might need to have your own system that doesn't look like anybody else's. Like, I worked with a lady in one of my jobs that had a box of files, and I was just like, oh my God. But she knew where every single thing was, like in that box. Like it wasn't a great system, but she knew it. So it's like, do what works for you. All right. Now that's your question.
I love that. So my question, because I feel like they're readers. First, hold on, backpedal, side note for 1 second. Can we talk about the Midwestern junk drawer? Right. Like every Midwestern house has this junk drawer. And I'm sure it's seeped out into other areas too, but I know for a fact every Midwestern house has this junk drawer. So ours is right by our fridge and it has old batteries, new batteries, random remotes that I don't even know what they go to, you know, screws left over from projects that I don't know what they, you just, it's where we keep the hammer, it's where we keep the flashlight, like all these things. right? Like that's,
yes. Yeah. My junk drawer, I actually organized it like a few months ago and I put those like clear containers in there.
Of course you did.
And then I made myself a battery drawer. And the best part of it is I don't show him when I do shit. I just do it, right? So we have these two hutches that hold like my china and my Raydon, and they have drawers. And so I put those clear things in there and I made a battery drawer. And one day he's just like, that battery drawer is pretty sweet. And I was like, yeah, right? Like,
if you're not yet 30, these are the things you have to look forward to, kids. So just know. No, I during COVID, I bought some battery organizers and they were game changers. Like it was awesome. Cause I would go to Sam's Club and buy these like mega packs that we'd have like 100 batteries. And I'm like, what do you do with all these? It's crazy. So anyway, sorry. So total side change of what I thought that needed to be said. But my question, because I feel like you are awesome at this. Like, do you have like a cleaning schedule?
Oh. I do.
I figured you did. Yes.
But this is like a new, this is a trial run for me. Up until recently, I always cleaned on Saturdays and I have like a very specific way I was doing the house. And then
is
I started
that a Midwestern thing too, that like Saturday morning you clean? I don't know.
I think so, because I was raised that Saturday morning we clean.
Yeah.
And my grandma would always make like a better breakfast that day. Uh-huh. And then you would have the whole day to yourself. And then Sunday, like some mornings we go to church. Otherwise, you have the whole day to yourself. So in my head, it's like, all right, Friday, I'm done with work. Saturday, I have to clean. And then my house is clean while I do podcasts or whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but recently I've changed it now where I've added in some more chores for myself because like, I never think about things like dusting all of the trim and baseboards I have in my house.
Yeah.
So now I have a list in my planner that's like monthly stuff and then my weekly. And then I check them off so that I know I did them.
I love that.
But you just clean when you want to clean, don't you?
I just clean when I want to clean. So again, this is like a personal thing, right? Like I can't stand dirty dishes in the sink and I love to do laundry. So those two things are not really a problem for us. Like the most I will let dishes sit in the sink is like 24 hours.
Same. I hate when you and I are together and we eat. It's like we eat, we wash our dishes like right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, so taking that out, like, but I also lived in the dustiest house known to creation. I know we did a podcast and my house featured prominently in that. It's just so old. Everything is dusty. So I have been what I will say using my resources, AKA child labor at my house. So it's been really good though, like to figure out what my kids are good at, because let me back up and say, until recently, like the last 5 or 6 years, my solution to this problem was to hire someone to clean my house. And I cannot wait until I get back to that spot because, and I'm going to be super sexist here, women and men do not clean the same way.
No, nope, so nope.
My idea of clean is not the same. And it's not that they're not willing to help. But I'll use a great example of this. So my kids love to clean the bathroom. I don't know why. They think it's cool. Okay. Well, I'm tired of it smelling like pee, so you guys go crazy. I asked my kids to clean the bathroom. My oldest son, who has cleaned the bathroom for a couple of years now, decided he was going to clean the sink and everything with toilet bowl cleaner. So there's like sticky ass toilet bowl cleaner on top of he used like our regular washcloths and now they're all bleach. So, you know, it was just a comedy of errors. But I didn't get too mad because at least he's trying. So we had a discussion. Here's the spray for the sink and the bathtub. Here is the toilet bowl cleaner. But I just wonder if I had a daughter, I probably wouldn't have had to have that conversation because we're just wired differently to those kinds of things. So yeah, so I, you know, and also I utilize my robot servants. So I have two Roombas, one upstairs, one downstairs. And yeah, they do most of my vacuuming. We have two, you know, also when you have kids, and if you don't have kids, I'm just going to give you a piece of unsolicited advice that someone gave me. You lower your standards and then you lower them further. And that's where you live as a parent, because things are just going to be where you want them to be, you know, especially, and you know, my kids are happy, they're healthy, they're fed. We have a great time. Like, I'm not going to stress that there's a dog paw print from a muddy dog on the carpet. Like, I'll get it cleaned up. It's not a big deal. So all of, you know, now do I go crazy with people's wet feet on my hardwood floor? Yes. So I'm picking my battles there with things. So all of that to say, yes, I clean when I want, when it finally gets me to the point of revulsion, like whatever it is. So it's, yeah, we clean the bathroom at least once a week. We do the dishes. Other than that, like, yeah, there's probably a layer of dust on my counter. It's just going to be how it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, I do laundry, dishes, and like my floors I now do twice a week because it is, when we're recording this, the first day of August, and it's husky shedding season.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I have amped up how often we vacuum. And I'm getting ready. We've been working on our garage and then the basement was supposed to be this week's project, but he ended up taking time off work. And so he's down there and I don't want to mess with flow.
I'm coming in. Yeah. But I mean, and I think the cleaning thing is exactly what you were talking about earlier, Kristen. Like if you go on Pinterest or online, like there's 900 schedules mm-hmm. about how to clean your house and that kind of thing. Like you just have to find what works for you. And honestly, for me, it was having Denise come every 2 weeks, knowing that she is going to mop how I want it to be mopped. And she's going to finally fold that damn blanket I've been stepping over for a week. And I mean, and you get that way as a mom too. And you probably get this way with Derek. Like, I am not picking up after you. So that can sit there. It's like the moms that do the experiments where they put $20 on the floor and see how long it takes for somebody to notice it. Like, you're going to get your $20 back because it's not happening. But yeah.
Yeah, him and I are just very like different. Like I don't clean the bathroom he uses all the time. Mm-hmm. And then it'll get dirty. And like, I'm like, did you clean the floor? He's like, I have to do that. Like, yes, mm-hmm. dude. But I steam mop. That's the only thing I do for him. I steam mop his floor because when I steam mop, that's like a once or twice a month thing. And I do them all. So back to that organizing thing. How many times am I going to say that word wrong today?
I love it. Well, anything too with cleaning, like your environment is huge, right? Like, so part of the reason I think that my house is so dusty is because we have a gravel driveway and we have two dogs. You have a husky that sheds. You know what I mean? Like we're constantly tracking in gravel. I'm constantly cleaning out my garage because there's gravel in there. You know, my dad lives on a farm, so he has, you know, literally shitty boots that he has to, you know, and he has the perfect little mudroom for that. But you just have to know your environment. And, you know, both of us have pretty large houses. So it's not like I can just take 2 hours on a Saturday morning and get the entire house top to bottom cleaned. Like, that's just not going to happen. So, you know, just, I guess that's a tip too, is just kind of knowing what you're signed up for and knowing what your tolerance level is for things. I have friends that would never do laundry if they had their way. So it's just, yeah, they don't care.
I just recently, as I started doing more and more and more, was like, I have to split this up because this is like a deep clean of the bathroom, just doing the tub and the shower and all the stuff. That's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some things don't have to be all the time. Again, you just have to find what works. Mm-hmm. Like make a list in your phone, write it down in your planner, tell your spouse so that they can forget about it when you ask them, what was I going to do today? Like,
No, I love it. I love it. Well, Kristen,
I know if this episode actually worked.
Yes. If you're actually hearing our episode, hopefully, I think all this boils down to nuggets, right? I don't mean to go into our nuggets, but here's our nuggets. Like you have to find what works for you because what works for me obviously isn't working to start with, but will probably not work for you. And you know, everybody's at a different like season of their life. So it's, let me put in another caveat. This was not a nugget we talked about, but I'm going to throw in this nugget. Your time is also worth something. So think about that. I mean, and that's honestly why I hired a cleaning person, because it was like, use the caveat, I live in Muncie, Indiana. Denise is a family friend. So I got a good deal, but I could pay Denise $75 every 2 weeks to come and clean my house or spend 6 hours doing it. And she would come when nobody's here. She's uninterrupted. Like, just figure out a value of your time to, you know, that's worth something. So anyway, those are my two nuggets, but.
No, I completely agree with that. And kind of wrapping that up with a third one. It can be a notebook or a sticky note, or you could have an actual like planner, whatever the thing is that you have, make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I mean, it's not even about finding it. It's about making things work for you. Don't stress yourself out trying to have this like TikTok, Instagram worthy like setup. You don't need that.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I've written my to-do list on the back of an envelope because yeah, that's what cares? I have handy. You know what I mean? It's like it just,
done.
Yeah. And you almost remember it more because you're like, where's that shitty envelope with my to-do list on it? And you find it and it's fine. So yeah, I love it. All right.
And we will share, some organizing tips along the way.
Yeah, I'm absolutely going to post a picture of my desk so you all can know, like, I am not up here living in an ivory tower. Like, I'm in the trenches with you all for sure. I am not. Still finding what works for me. How about that? That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to get her there. I'm going to get her there.
Well, friends, thank you for listening to us. Thanks for hanging with our troubles today. Hopefully we get these all ironed out here. Kristen, anything else before we wrap her up?
No.
Okay. Well, everyone, thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Deadbeats, Divorces, and Dividends. Find us on Instagram at D3 Women's Pod. I'm your host, Kristen Pickett.
And I'm your host, Laura Mickler. D3 is recorded and edited by Aaron Winter at Winter Freed Records. Have a great week, friends.